Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
The battle over what Bitcoin should be.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Bitcoin, the virtual currency, is embroiled in a real battle. It's a fight over what Bitcoin should be, how it should function. The disagreement has caused some big volatility on the Bitcoin currency market and is so intractable that the result might end up with Bitcoin being split into two separate coins. Wall Street Journal Money Beat co-host Paul Vigna has reported on Bitcoin and joins us now. Paul, to get an idea of what Bitcoin's value is, tell us where it's been trading.
Well, it's been trading progressively higher for most of this year. And for the last couple of months, really since April 1st, it has been on pretty much a tear upwards. On April 1st, it was trading around 1,079. By last week, it had reached 3,000, fell about 30% last week, too, after hitting the 3,000. And currently, as we're taping this, Charlie, I think it's around 2,700.
Paul, what is the battle over Bitcoin? Does it involve how best to expand its processing capacity?
Yeah. I mean, in a nutshell, the way this thing works is it was built several years ago. They've made upgrades to the code for years. You know, there have been a lot of changes to the code over the years. But one thing that has not been changed is sort of the number of transactions that it can process in a given amount of time. There are space constraints put in there, but what it really kind of translates to is that Bitcoin basically can process 7 transactions a second at its maximum. That has not been changed. Everybody realizes that if Bitcoin is going to become a wide mainstream thing, they want to make that larger. The problem is that nobody agrees on how to make it larger and how best to make it larger without altering Bitcoin in some way that will give one party too much control over it. I mean, the real thing with Bitcoin is that it was designed to be a decentralized network. It was designed not to have anybody in control of it, to be peer-to-peer. And there are a lot of very sort of intricate incentives built into it to keep people invested, to keep people using it, to keep people running the software, but not to give anybody control. And it's really kind of interesting that if you change one little feature, like the size of how many transactions can go through, you really do alter that balance pretty significantly.
Does the size of the transactions play into this basic argument, those who want Bitcoin to act more like a digital version of gold? You know, a commodity with a limited supply, and, you know, the other side wanting it to act like a currency, like a dollar.
Yes. And to not get too deep into the technical aspects of it, I mean, basically what you have are two camps, and they kind of come down along those lines. One camp doesn't want to change anything the way it is right now. And the way it is right now, what's happening is that because of that low ability to put too many transactions through, what you're ending up with is something that does kind of look like digital gold. You wouldn't use it on a lot of purchases. You would use it only to move money, only to move sort of larger amounts of money. So it ends up looking more like trading more like an asset, like gold. The other side wants to have this almost unlimited capacity to process transactions. They want Bitcoin to basically become like Visa.
Yeah.
And that is the camp that wants to. It's interesting because currency, and again, not to get too geeky on you, Charlie, but currency really has three sort of main features, right? It is a store of value, gold. It is a means of exchange, the dollar, and it's a unit of account, which is everything gets priced in your currency, right? Most for dollars, that works. Bitcoin doesn't work. But Bitcoin does have the other two features.
Yeah.
To the extent that Bitcoin is a grown thing, it's still very much a young experiment, but it does exhibit the other two features. It has some, in some respects, it looks like a store of value like gold. In others, it looks like a means of exchange. It looks like a currency. And the battle is really coming down between which of those two things is going to be dominant. Can it be both? Is it going to have to be one? And if it does have to be one, which one is it going to be? Within the industry, it has become such a bitter fight that you now have a prospect of some people proposing software upgrades that other groups wouldn't accept, and you could have what they call it a hard fork, where the software, you have two different incompatible versions of the software.
Two different Bitcoins?
You would end up with two different Bitcoins.
I'm speaking with Paul Vigna. He's the MoneyBeat co-host with The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Paul, the two sides are at a stalemate now. Is there any likelihood, any chance of a settlement being reached?
There is. There are some odds that you could have this. Because, look, ultimately, what's happening is you're getting this great game of chicken. And the question is, will one side or the other back down? The thing of it is, and from what I've been gathering lately, is that the two sides really, like, I would say even up until a week ago, maybe a little more than a week ago, nobody's willing to come out and say, you know what, maybe we should split. What I've sort of seen over the last week is more and more people coming out and saying, you know what, a split might be the best thing. That was unthinkable even a week or so ago. To me, that says that, yeah, you actually could have this game of chicken go all the way and you could have this thing really split. I personally don't think that's a good thing for Bitcoin. I don't.
What about outside traders, you know, who are basically looking along the sidelines at this argument? Which side or which camp do they favor?
Again, it depends upon what you really want to get out of this. I mean, there are some people who really are pushing the store of value use case. They want to see Bitcoin as, you know, the new gold. They want to have Bitcoin ETFs. They want Wall Street to put some institutional money into this as an asset class. And they're more aligned towards, hey, digital gold sounds great.
Yeah.
There are other people who want to build businesses on this thing. They want to have mobile money services. They want to have remittance and services. They're merchants who want to sell things online, who see Bitcoin as a good way to get people. You know, they want it to be Visa. They want it to be, mm-hmm. They want it to be a means of exchange. So you really have two distinct different groups there. It could be both. I mean, it's not inconceivable that Bitcoin could be both. The thing is, you have to figure out how to calibrate the network to make both sides happy. So far, nobody has been able to come up with this. And it's really started for a while now. It's really become a battle of personalities and a battle of politics, much more than the technical aspects of it. And these two sides have just become very bitter and antagonistic towards each other. And right now, there does not seem to be any one person who's been able to sort of bridge that divide and bring these two groups together.
Wall Street Journal MoneyBeat co-host Paul Vigna, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Been happy to be here.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Ambition comes with earbuds. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.